It's Monday, time for StoryCorps Tampa Bay. Carol Abernathy shares the same name as her husband. She goes by Carol while he goes by his initial CJ. They both attended Stetson University in the 1950s, and she later attended law school in the 70s. It wasn't easy attending school as a woman in those days, as Carol explains when the StoryCorps booth was in St. Petersburg last year.
One funny story about, you know, we have the same name, just spelled differently. And when we were seniors in college, I got called down to the dean, and the dean said, "We're very proud to tell you that you've been awarded a Woodrow Wilson Fellowship, and you can study for 2 years anywhere you want. Europe, U.S., some Oriental countries will honor it, and it will support you completely." And then one of the other people in the room nudged him a minute and said, "She's a female." And he looked around and he said, "That's right. You can't have that fellowship because you're a girl." Oh my God. And they started laughing. They thought this was so funny. Well, I didn't think it was funny at all. Now, this comes back 50 years later. We had our 50th college reunion. And we went to the the banquet, Saturday night banquet. And the deans were there. We thought they were old when we were there. They were old plus 50, but there were three or four of them there. And so I saw that one that laughed the most, and he's the one that had calmed me down. And he said, "Why don't you come talk to us at our table?" I said, "Okay." I said, "There's something I've been meaning to bring up for about 50 years. When you told me I had the Woodrow Wilson Fellowship, and then you told me I couldn't have it, and then you laughed," I said, "that was really not funny." And his wife was sitting there, and she said, "I can't believe you would have done something like that." He said, "Well, it wasn't my fault. They had their rules." And I said, "But you didn't have to laugh." He said, "Well, I'm really sorry I laughed." I said, "Well, it's taken me 50 years to hear you say that, but I appreciate it." But that's because our names were the same. They thought it was him. But they didn't offer it to him, you know.
Yeah.
You could study anything you wanted for 2 years anywhere, just for basically anywhere you wanted. And so that would have been kind of nice. After a couple of years there, I realized that our class was the first class that had half women and half men. This was the graduating class of 82. Yeah. But there were two restrooms in the student, in where the classrooms were. And they were both for men. And the women had to use one facility, I mean one toilet. We're not talking about one bathroom, one toilet, in the next building over. And so one of the professors was very snarly about, "Well, you ladies, when you finish primping, you just come on to my class anytime you get around to it, because you're always late." Well, first I went to the janitor and I said, "Let me have a count on these." So we went in and we counted. And I went to the dean. I said, "You know, there's 15 urinals and toilets. There's 15 for the men and one for the women. And this is not acceptable." He had it fixed by morning. He just put a different sign up on the door. But, of course, the men didn't read the sign. And so they would come, you know, storming in there, unzipping. And we would say, "Go away." So we turned the urinals into planters. And pretty soon they got the idea.
Carol Abernathy's advice for women today is, quote, "Don't put up with any crap," unquote. This StoryCorps Tampa Bay was produced for WUSF by Joselise Ramos. Our growing collection of stories can be found at WUSF.org/StoryCorps. And for more information about StoryCorps, visit their website, StoryCorps.org.